is DGS on KMOX. Gorgeous Friday out there. We have a couple of events going on this weekend that we have guests on to talk about. A couple hours from now, we'll be talking about the 150th anniversary, Anheuser-Busch. Right now, we have Danielle Campen on. She is the operations manager for Brookdale Farms. I got a text from my buddy, Bo Matthews, asking if we could promote this. And I said, absolutely. Danielle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just want to say thank you guys for having us on. We really appreciate it. This is going to be a good time.
Yeah, of course. I'm a big fan of Brookdale. I've been out there several times for events. My band's played out there. It's a great place. I'm not saying it's unknown, because it's not. It's very well known. But to the extent that people in the DGS audience don't know about it, they should. So tell us about it, just overall what it is and what you guys are doing this weekend.
We're really excited about it. This has really turned into something way bigger than we imagined. It's just a huge patriotic summer festival. It's going to be happening tomorrow. Parking opens at 5, gates open at 6. We're probably going to open that up a little earlier, just let everyone come in. I've got stilt walkers, fire performers, JFP. Equine's going to have one of their boys out with Clydesdale. I've got the World Bird Sanctuary with the bald eagle. Just a really cool Americana event, something that's fun, nostalgic, meaningful. We've got fireworks, a foam pit for the kids, inflatables. For us, it's really just leaning hard into that Americana, families getting together, patriotic music playing, people slowing down and actually just enjoying being together for the night.
Very nice. Is it one day? Is it the weekend?
Just one day, and we're celebrating.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. She's back.
Hey, Danielle, you cut out for a second there.
Oh, no. Sorry.
You're
fine. All good.
Yeah, no, it's just one night. We're just doing it Saturday evening.
How does the summer lineup look for you guys at Brookdale?
We actually have two rodeos. Well, we call one the Glodeo. It's a balloon glow rodeo at the end of our summer, right before we kick off our fall festival. We actually are going to have a four-field rotation of sunflowers, so we'll be opening that up mid-July. We've been working really close with our farmer, Wayne Boniker, and really just locking in on being open for the weekends for our guests. And float trips are kicking off.
So if people are interested in tomorrow night, Red, White, and Glow at Brookdale Farms, do they just show up? Do they get tickets? How does it work?
Tickets, we're online. It's $25 a person right now until 2 p.m., and then it goes up to $55 at the gate. So we want to see everyone get their tickets. Pass, so you can even get them for $60 for people. Get your friends and family together. It's a great opportunity for an even more discounted ticket.
Very cool. We just posted that on our social media. Go to brookdalefarms.com. Danielle, good luck. Have a great event.
Thank you so much, guys.
Very welcome. Let's do some fast food news. Can I start?
I would love it if you started.
Yeah.
Dave is the originator of fast food news.
You better not scoop me, though, because I don't have that many stories this week.
I have one story and one question. My story is Papa John's bottled garlic sauce is coming to stores this summer.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
You guys seem to love that.
Yeah.
I enjoy having it with my Papa John's. I'm going to be honest, I can't imagine a scenario in which I would buy a bottle of it and keep it at my home.
Yeah. I absolutely can.
Absolutely. Andrew, is that going to be car sauce?
Keep it in the shower.
I would spread that on some French bread and then some prosciutto and some
you're talking
Provel cheese. I'd have a nice St. Louis Italian sandwich with a little bit of that Papa John's spreadable on there.
Beautiful.
Sure.
I'd do it.
Sounds good.
Here's my question. McDonald's is offering a $2.50 McDouble for a limited time. I don't care. My question is, how does the McDouble differ from the double cheese?
One less slice of cheese, brother.
That's it.
McDouble is two patties, one slice of cheese. A double cheeseburger is two patties, two slices of cheese.
This is like working with Oppenheimer.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only difference between the McDouble and the double cheeseburger.
Well, how about that?
McDouble only has one slice of cheese on it.
Because I saw a debate last night on TikTok, and half the people were saying they're literally exactly the same.
Nope.
And the other half were saying they're nothing alike at all. So they're same, both wrong.
Same toppings, pickles, lettuce. No lettuce, sorry. Ketchup, mustard, pickles, onions. One less slice of cheese.
Okay.
Over to you, Rach.
All right. Denny's is launching a new He-Man Masters of the Universe menu.
That doesn't go together somehow.
If you walk in there and order a Grand Slam, do you have to say, I have the power?
Well, they're having a He-Man Battle Burger, Eternia's Premium Breakfast Slam.
Eternia was the lady, right?
No, I think Eternia's the place.
It's the land, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who's the lady?
She-Ra?
She-Ra.
Kathy was her name.
Kathy.
Kathy Jenkins.
Junior Grayskull's Epic Crackle Cakes.
That sounds okay.
Those are silver dollar pancakes.
What the hell could that possibly be?
And then they have Skeletor's Dark Shake Verse.
What's that?
It's a creamy shake blending strawberry ice cream and blueberries crowned with whipped cream and green popping candy.
What makes the burger a He-Man kill burger or whatever it's called?
It's a beef patty. It's the He-Man Battle Burger.
Thank you.
A flame-grilled beef patty stacked with slow shredded beef, crispy bacon, and smoky barbecue sauce layered with lettuce, tomato, red onion, and pickles on a toasted bun, and it's served with wavy cut fries.
Can I tell you something?
I don't hate it.
I don't care about anything you... I just want a burger. Anytime you start putting stuff on it, the chili burger, the brisket burger, like, I'm just not interested. Mm. I think I'm in the minority on this.
I think you are.
The pulled pork on a burger has become a very popular thing over the past couple of years.
For some reason, I like both things. I like burgers, I like pulled pork, I like brisket, but...
How do you feel about, like, a mushroom Swiss?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
What about a breakfast burger? With a fried egg and a bacon.
I'm okay with that, too. I'm more okay with the egg than the bacon, believe it or not.
Oh. Mm.
What about Skeletor's evil chocolate universe shake, whatever it was called?
I like a barbecue burger. Yeah. You put, like, an onion ring and barbecue sauce.
See, I do, too.
Oh, baby.
But I'm such a purist that I want it the way I had it when I was a kid, because my dad barbecued all the burgers. In the Glover family, unless my mom made it, a burger was covered in malls, which is just the way I grew up eating it, so...
Well, let's move on to Taco Bell. They are introducing the new Cantina Chicken Mexican Pizza.
Ooh. Mm.
Sounds pretty good.
What's the crust?
It's a tortilla. It's like a flour tortilla that's fried.
Oh, sort of like the bowl like for the taco salad?
Similar, yeah. Okay. You've had the Mexican pizza.
I never had a Mexican pizza.
Oh,
what
my God.
I've never had get you one,
Dave. I've never had Arby's. I've never had a Mexican pizza.
You had Arby's. I brought it in one day.
He didn't eat any.
Oh. Yeah, because there was one day I brought it in and he didn't eat it either.
Damn it, David.
I ate it both times.
Damn it, Dave.
Taco Bell is also adding a new jalapeno citrus salsa sauce packet to go with
blow
the Cantina
my head
chicken.
Off.
Very good.
It's
what's the dish. So what's on? What else is on besides like the regular like roasted chicken? What else is on that?
So
pizza?
It's the Cantina chicken, black beans, a three cheese blend, and green chili sauce that's layered between the crispy tortilla shells and topped with shredded purple cabbage and pico de gallo. So it definitely seems a lot fancier than your typical Mexican pizza.
That's
because
it's a Cantina.
Yeah.
Mexican pizza.
This is good news from Subway, in my opinion anyway. They have launched some new 6-inch deli faves for $3.99 each. Of course, this is a far cry from the $5 footlong that...
we had it so good.
...will be burning in my brain for the rest of my life. But you know
$5.
What? $4 for a 6-inch in the year of our Lord, 2026.
Yeah.
There are worse deals out there. You can get the ham and salami, spicy pepperoni, cold cut combo, or a BLT. It's just nice to have some sort of value option on Subway's menu.
I would be curious to know how much, if at all, they harmed themselves taking away the $5 footlong, because they made that so ubiquitous. That was everything to Subway for so many years.
Yeah.
Then they took it away, and like people like the four of us just will never be able to get past that.
No.
Never be able to walk in and get like a cold cut combo footlong, and they go, okay, $13.99, and you're like, no, this is a $5 footlong. You know what I mean? Like, I would just walk out. I'm paying that for that. It was $5 a couple of years ago.
Between that and Jared, they had some tough luck.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah. I don't want to blame it all on Jared, but like the entire economic situation that we're in, but
why not?
He certainly did not help, okay?
Dude, I filled up the Jeep yesterday and it was almost $80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I went to get gas today and $40, and I was able to fill up. I wasn't, about to run out of gas or anything, but it used to be I would pay 30 and be like, "Ah, man, I'm going to have to go back in and get my change." So it's just like a huge
problem.
Okay, Applebee's is bringing back all-you-can-eat boneless wings, riblets, and double crunch shrimp for summer 2026.
Who is?
Applebee's.
Oh.
$15.99 at participating locations, and that began earlier this week.
Compare and contrast Applebee's and Chili's for me.
Okay, Applebee's is sort of like that dump where you get the hantavirus. And Chili's is sort of like a golden heaven mansion that's waiting for all
of
us.
That's like where, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Fair
exactly.
Enough.
It's like the reward you hope for when you live a good life.
And I would agree that Chili's is superior, but the other Applebee's is not bad.
Hey, when was the last time you went to an Applebee's?
It's been a couple years.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
I have an
right.
Applebee's gift card currently. Maybe I'll go and I'll get that unlimited
there
crunchy
you go.
Shrimp.
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
One more story for you guys in fast food news. Shake Shack has welcomed their 2026 summer shakes. So you can get a tropical mango shake with passion fruit popping boba, chocolate toasted marshmallow s'mores shake. I think they had that last year, and I liked it. Key lime pie shake, a triple, and then they just have some drinks too. Tropical mango lemonade, sparkling cucumber basil, and strawberry lemonade.
I got to tell you something.
What's up?
If you said, you have a choice, we can either kick you in the nuts or you can drink a boba tea.
Yeah.
I'd really
kick
have
me.
To think about it.
Kick me.
What's wrong with a boba tea?
It's like drinking loogies.
Yeah, I don't need boogs in my drink.
You need, so your problem is that if you've ever had it, you've only ever had the tapioca bobas. You need like the fruity bobas, the little
doesn't matter.
Fruity popping pearls. That's
I
what you need
know.
In there.
No. I don't know.
I don't want to chew my
like
drink.
It.
You don't have to chew your drink. It kind of pops.
Yeah.
It's delightful.
Sounds.
Slash of fruity juice.
Like a nope.
Dave Hines says, just say that you like the way Chili's reheats Cisco food better than Applebee's does.
Same supplier.
I do think Chili's and Applebee's might not both be Cisco, but a lot of people are speculating that the new Dave's... mozzarella sticks, Dave's Hot Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically the exact same supplier as Chili's. That's the word on the street. That's what I saw on Reddit.
You're only going to get that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
only
I mean,
we are going to tell you the truth.
If we go in depth on one topic, it's this.
Yeah, for sure. Happy Friday to everybody. Well, this lady's not going to have a good weekend. A Michigan woman was arrested and then rushed to the hospital after she stole a bottle of wine from a liquor store and hid it inside an unnamed body cavity. Not a good one. I'll tell you that for free. I hope she got a tiny bottle of wine.
I was just thinking that, because you can get the little, like, individual bottles.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Hopefully that's what happened.
We're just going to roll with that, right?
Let's do. The latest food fad is only eating foods from the Bible.
I saw this. It's called, like, the biblical diet?
Yes.
So what is that?
What
honeycomb
is the proposed
is
benefit? Were people healthier in biblical times?
Yeah, I think it's, I just watched one influencer talk about it. I think she's the one who's kind of credited with starting it. And she said it's twofold. It's very good for your body and it's very good for your soul because you're eating what the biblical characters ate. So,
I mean, I don't think it's any different than doing like paleo or something. The caveman diet.
Yeah, probably pretty close, I think. Yeah,
if people want to try it, try it.
Ooh, remember Cars for Kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That horrible, horrible earworm of a jingle they had.
Mm-hmm.
A judge has banned all Cars for Kids ad from broadcasting in California after finding that the charity violated false advertising and unfair competition state laws. I always knew there's something about
for a charity?
Cars for Kids people.
What they...
It didn't go into detail.
Hmm.
It says they're breaking the rules. The minor league Louisville Bats held a nothing night with no music, no videos, no promotion, and everyone said it was the best game of the year.
That's fun.
Just organ music, and that was it.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Wheels are awfully quiet about that one.
Back to basics.
I mean, if that's what people wanted, that's what every ballpark would be. They put in all that stuff because people were complaining they were bored.
Kevin just said that, like, if we were all a family.
Dad is sick of us.
And he
no,
was
not
going,
you guys.
He was going to bed early.
I just get sick of, like, fans can't decide what they want. Like, the reason all the, you know, the fluff and stuff is out there is because basically fans are like, ugh. It's a little slow and boring to sit through a baseball game. So like, okay, let's play some music and do these things. And then when you do it, they're like, then people are like, oh, we want the other side. We want nothing. No, you don't.
People.
Yeah.
A lot of California stories. California is exploring the idea of high-speed buses that go 140 miles an hour.
What Ooh. Could go wrong?
Yeah.
Yes, I really want to take a public bus that is hurtling down.
Is it at least on a track? Is it just like a trolley, but it's a bus instead of a trolley?
I don't know.
But a fast one, you know?
I don't know.
The biggest knock on trolleys is they're slow.
Oh, I saw my first Waymo yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, with someone driving it, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be my old man thing. Like, I'm just not comfortable getting in a car with no one and just heading out.
I don't think that's an old man thing.
I just know how often tech glitches. Right? How often does your phone glitch or your laptop or your PC or your TV or whatever? And I want that thing moving down the highway at 60 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm. Alex Trebek was the front runner to become the host of Hockey Night in Canada in 1971, but the network bosses refused to hire him because of his mustache.
Also, too much of a hippie.
In the 1830s, ketchup was turned into a pill and sold as a medicine to treat diarrhea.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How did that work out?
I mean, I can picture it, so not great. Oh, no. Witnesses say that Britney Spears was making a scene at a restaurant Wednesday night, raising her voice and barking. Her rep says she was enjoying a nice dinner and was telling a story about her dog.
Who is this?
Britney Spears.
Oh, Britney.
Just coming off that DUI stuff. Barking like a dog in
Brittany,
a restaurant.
We got to lay low for a little bit, girl.
Yeah, take a couple innings off.
Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Time to talk to our pal, Bernie Miklas. Hello, Bern.
Hey, Dave, what's going on today?
Not too much, man. Just enjoying Friday. We all had the day off yesterday because of the day game, and we got spoiled and thought it was Saturday. So we're all a little gruntled, you know. So,
well, it won't be long. You'll be out of there soon.
Is gruntled a word?
Well, it's the opposite, because disgruntled would be bad. Gruntled would mean you're happy.
Good one. Good catch.
Good clarification.
I don't know if that's actually a word or not.
It couldn't sound less like what you're feeling.
It sounds like a terrible thing.
I'm so gruntled.
But like when you're disgruntled, you're upset. So yeah. I guess if you're gruntled, you're happy.
So Bernie, you gruntled with the team?
I'm confused now. I don't know.
That's like an Abbott and Costello routine.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's up first? I don't know.
I'm happy with the Cardinals, though. They're, you know, it really has been a wonderful season so far. And, you know, 25-18, tied for the seventh best record in the majors. And, you know, they have the second best road record in the majors. They've got a great record against teams with a winning record. Now, what they have to work on, they can get started on, because they're only 10-10 at home. I'm not being critical. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what their record would look like if they could get more wins at home. So they got Kansas City for three, then Pittsburgh comes in for three. So my request, polite request, is that, hey, Cardinals, have a good homestand. I'd like to see that.
Yeah. What notes would you give them, Byrne, if Ollie invited you in and said, hey, you got 30 minutes. Tell me what we're doing wrong.
Boy, I'd have to look at all those home games as kind of a body of work. But, it seems to me they had some bullpen problems at home. Mm-hmm. I think the bullpen has settled down. I mean, I know yesterday wasn't a great day, but again, things are going to happen. The overall trend line for the bullpen has been getting more positive. Ollie's doing something really good. He has stopped using Nolan Gorman as the designated hitter. He's only used him twice there this month. Mm-hmm. Nolan Gorman's numbers at third base offensively are really, really good. I did a video about this today. And I think he's one of the stories of their season, because when you put him at his natural position, which is third base, and he's got a lot of confidence playing defense there. He's really good there. And I think some of that confidence kind of transfers into the batter's box too, because he just likes being at his home. Third base is his home. And, he's not playing there feeling like, well, every time a ground ball is hit to me because I'm starting today in place of Nolan Arenado and I bobble a ground ball, people are going to be going nuts and, saying I'm terrible and everything. He's just a different guy when he plays third base. And I think there's something to that. I really do.
It's comfort level. It's kind of, we were talking about with Ricky Horton earlier, Byrne, about the psychology of the team. They definitely compete. They definitely battle. And psychology is a big part of sports. It's more than just, your physical capabilities. And I think that plays a role. And when a guy's comfortable, and we see Jordan Walker comfortable now, and he's a different guy now that he's comfortable at the plate.
No, he is, and it's hard to explain, man, because I don't know if we talked about this earlier this week, and I apologize. I don't think we did, but just a quick recap. I think a really great compliment to the Cardinals for their record and what they've done is to actually be disappointed when certain things don't happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't mean you're mad at them or you're down on them. It doesn't mean you're going negative. It just means you guys are actually good. This isn't a fluke. This isn't like a trick bag. This isn't just randomness. It's not something that, boy, you guys are awfully lucky type thing. No, it's a good baseball team. So I've kind of raised my expectations, but not in a unrealistic, overly demanding way. But I expect them to put games away, and I expect the offense to be a little more consistent. And that's good. That's a good thing, because I believe in it. It means that I believe in them.
I have a question I feel like I'm going to get rocked for, because it's very specific. And it's one of the things you guys go like, oh my God, what an idiot. But my sense is that the Brewers the last couple seasons over delivered on their talent. And I feel like there's some analogy to the Cardinals this year for that. I'm hoping anyway that in the next season or two, we could sneak into the playoffs unexpectedly, like it seemed like the Brewers did. How dumb was that?
I don't think it's dumb, but I think the Brewers deserve immense respect, because they've been doing this since 2017, 2018. I mean, they've sort of been, everyone views them as a team that has a better record than they should have, or that they've exceeded expectations, or, oh, they're playing in a weak division. And I'm not saying that you're saying that, Dave.
Yeah.
They're really, really good. And they're really, really good because no matter what happens, they always find pitching.
Yeah.
They find a lot of it. They cultivate pitching. They bring pitchers in left and right. They turn out great. One thing that's kind of a bad news type of situation for the Cardinals, there is no team in the majors, not one team in the majors that are better at drafting, signing international players, and developing their prospects than the Brewers. They're the very best at it. Hmm. So there's a tendency to underestimate them because they play in the smallest market in the majors. Their payroll is lower middle area, maybe even just, we'll call it low, I don't know. But they're really not the little engine that could. They're these guys are damn good. They do it in sort of non-traditional ways. Like this year, they're not hitting home runs, But they're doing everything else really well offensively. So they, it doesn't matter if they don't hit home runs. So, but I think the Cardinals, Dave, to your point, and I'll be, and I'll wrap this up. Sorry. The Cardinals, I think, can follow this type of style and this type of path that we've seen the Brewers take. And Chaim Bloom has said that an organization that he admires and he really aspires to be like are the Milwaukee Brewers. He thinks they do. He thinks their front office is fantastic, and it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, and you look at the roster. I mean, sure, they have one, I think one, Bernie, one expensive veteran in Christian Yelich, who's had a lot of injury problems, but it's young guys all over the place. Jackson Churio is one of those international guys you're talking about, and pretty soon they got another one coming. Jesus Madé is going to be soon. He's probably, I think he's the number one, number two prospect in all of baseball now as an infielder, now that Connor Griffin is graduating to the big leagues. So, yeah, that's a good one to want to emulate because they do it in a way. And if you can do that, Bernie, with what should and can be a much bigger budget once everything is stabilized with the Cardinals, TV deals and all that stuff, I think you could be even a slightly better version of it, which is what this franchise was for 20 years.
Yeah.
I think so, but I think Bloom is going to have to show, and I'm a huge fan, don't get me wrong. I think he and his staff are going to have to show that they could not just a matter of keeping pace with Matt Arnold and the Brewers front office, but actually doing what they do, but doing it even a little better. Mm. That's going to be the challenge.
I heard you guys talking on Rush Hour earlier this week that the home runs that the Cardinals are hitting is a surprise. Like, no one came out of spring training thinking these guys are going to hit a ton of home runs. My question is, to the extent you can answer it, like, what happened? I mean, do these things just happen?
Well, first of all, you plug in J.G. Weatherholt for the first time, a new player. I don't think anyone expected him to have 8 homers this early. But I and a lot of other people thought he's got more power than maybe some of the evaluators think.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing. So it's not a fluke at all. He does have power. I'm just surprised that he could flex it this early. And then the other thing, of course, is Jordan Walker. He's a completely different hitter. I mean, so that's 20 home runs that landed. like in other words, you weren't getting home runs from Walker last year. Nope. And you got nothing from Weatherholt because he wasn't here. So that's 20 home runs that kind of materialized out of thin air. That's a big, big part of it.
Yeah, and that's 40% of the home runs you've hit. Those two guys,
You add Nathan Church with 5. That's not a big total, but it is a surprise that he has 5.
Yeah, and so, I think, you know, Bernie, Walker's performing like you went out and spent $40 million a year on a slugger. If you had said, like, in the offseason, the Cardinals are going to go acquire whatever elite player you want to name who typically have 945 OPS, that's what he's been so far. He's been a Juan Soto type hitter so far. He's been a Judge. We don't know he's going to last like that, but that's why now you're like, this is a team exceeding expectations because you now have that guy playing like that.
It's really something, isn't it? Yeah. And that's why, you know, we should all be grateful. Those of us who want, you know, St. Louis to have a really good baseball team with really exciting talent, we should be really grateful that we're seeing the best of Jordan Walker, which I don't believe is a fluke. And we're seeing just how good J.J. Weatherholt really, really is once we had a chance to actually watch him play all 162 games or whatever it's going to be as a Cardinal. He is a really good baseball player.
Is there a level that Jordan Walker could play that during the 2026 season they would offer him an extension?
I'm going to see what Wheels has to say about it, but I'll say this. I think if whether they're going to see it in 2026 and say, well, yeah, we've seen enough, so let's talk contract, or maybe they want to wait until after the new CBA. I don't know, but I will tell you this, and I'm working on something I'm going to either do a video or a column on, and I've been doing some research, and it's pretty interesting, and it's a little intimidating. Baseball teams, owners, front offices, they're spending money on power. They're not spending it on contact hitters. Yeah. Great contact hitters can get a good contract like Nico Hoerner, but they're not getting massive contracts. And the overwhelming percentage of the big money, it's about 67% of it,
yeah,
has been going to power hitters. Well, what is Jordan Walker? He's going to be in a few days. He's going to be a 24-year-old power hitter, but who can also hit for average and can also run really well and plays good defense. So what do you think that would cost? That's going to cost a ton of money. And there's not going to be any hometown discount, maybe a little, but I think people need to brace up for this, because I've studied these numbers and they're kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
What you have to pay for power is amazing. There's just no cheap way to do it. So you're either all in or he goes, or you trade him.
See, you're right, Brennan. This is the hard part about now, right? Let's just assume that you're the team and you think, for the sake of this argument, we'll assume that they think it's going to last. He's real. This is not a fluke. It's going to last. He's only 3 years from free agency. After, like, once this year's over, he's 3 years. He will hit free agency going into his age 28 season right now. So if he keeps this up, for 3 years, he's looking at $500,000.
Yeah.
And
I don't think there's any doubt. Yeah.
Right. So the hard part is, does the player want to do that? Does he want to give up 2 or 3 or 4 years of free agency? And if it does, to your point, Bern, you're looking at AAVs creeping up near $40 million a year at the end of that deal. And that's if he's even willing to do it, not because he'd be upset, but because he's putting up crazy numbers. And if he does this for 2 or 3 more years, he's now looking at one of the biggest contracts in recent baseball history.
All right, Rach is going to yell at me, but I'd have to ask this question before we finish. Does that make him tradable for us to go out there and say he has a great 2026? Would he be great trade bait?
I don't think you would do it that soon.
Yeah, you'd wait a little bit.
You'd do it closer to free agency. But if he keeps this up, yeah, man, not only is he tradable, you get a treasure. You get about 10 treasure chests for him. So,
all right.
Power hitters, by the way, I was right what I said. Power hitters have been earning 66% more on average in contact hitters in the current free agent market. It goes back a few years.
Yeah.
That's something else.
And fans wonder why players swing for the fences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there are hundreds of millions of reasons why.
Hey, Bern, I got to tell you, I have Saliga coming out to my house in about 10 days. I dropped your name. They took care of me, so I'm very thankful. Welcome back, DGS. 3 o'clock, we have both Alvin Reed and Mike Elaman. I'm giving those guys each $20 to punch each other. See if we can get them going. They haven't fought in a long time. Okay, I'm bringing up Gorku again for the second time this week.
Gorko? Baby Gorko?
Yes.
Grogu.
No.
I think it's Gorko.
On this show, it's Gorko. I don't really care, but now I feel invested.
Green is the answer. He's green.
On TikTok, I'm getting what looks like scenes from a movie or a series, and it's baby Gorku fighting or messing with other baby aliens that wear goggles.
Yeah, probably.
I'm embarrassed for Star Wars. Like, even from the initial Star Wars that I saw at 12 years old, I thought some of it was a little too precious, you know, like those kind of things. And now I feel like that's all it is. And I'm talking out my butt because I don't watch it. But, like, are you really just doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on baby things?
For this one thing, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. He's a cute little baby.
It's why people like it.
Yeah, it's why people are, it's like the whole purpose of The Mandalorian is that he's this bold warrior who is forced into this wacky kind of dad role.
Well, it seems stupid.
Caring for this little baby.
The little baby aliens with goggles that he's fighting, Dave, they look like gremlins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm definitely behind on The Mandalorian.
Yeah, it's not a new phenomenon for Star Wars.
Right.
I mean, R2-D2 is a robot, but he's essentially that, right? He's the cute little guy that makes funny noises and...
Man, people love that Baby Yoda, though.
They do. Yeah.
The Baby Yoda memes are so good.
Yeah, they're pretty great.
Because they're like, it's usually like Baby Yoda holding an iced coffee, and it's like, me when I get into work and they start telling me what I gotta do. And it's like, everyone can relate to that.
One more online question. I'm confused. The TikTok food influencer thing, Are they intentionally trying to speak with their mouth full of food for, like, shock purposes, or is that a thing now?
It's to drive engagement. If they can elicit a strong emotion from you,
wow,
you're more likely to watch it, even if it's hate watching.
God.
And hate is the easiest thing to conjure up. So yeah, if you're being like deliberately disgusting,
wow,
that's going to drive engagement.
Okay, I thought I was wrong about that. Finally, did you guys see that? I think last year, we, the people, paid almost $600,000 to settle secret lawsuits against Congress people for sexual harassment.
How much money?
Almost $600,000. And it was completely off the books. Like, we were not supposed to find out.
Why is that allowed?
It's a good question. Great question.
If the American people are paying out a settlement to protect you in a sexual harassment or sexual assault lawsuit, you should be immediately removed from office.
There you go.
Well, it should be also like mandatory that if you're spending taxpayer money, it is accounted for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
This is what it's going to right now. And then, you know, how about this? If you guys get involved in that, you pay it.
Yeah.
You pay it personally. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay for you to be a sexual harasser.
Mm-hmm.
Go jump off a cliff.
I bet our heads would explode if we had any idea what we pay for.
Do you have any? I mean, how much fun would it be to take all of this stuff and just get to point at all of them right in their face and just stand there and tell them, like, face to face, you owe us this, you owe us this, you owe us this.
Be nice.